We're waiting for Cliff Kincaid. He'll be on for about 40 minutes here.
We actually have Cliff on, so okay. Go ahead and introduce
Fantastic.
Him.
Fantastic. Cliff, welcome to the broadcast tonight. I can't hear him.
They haven't brought him on. Hey, Cliff, okay. Are you out there?
I'm here. Great to be with you.
Hey, okay. Great to have you. And joining Monday Night Roundtable, we got Paul Schiffer, Dakota Sawyer, and I'm Steve Krause sitting in for George Sitari. We're excited to have you on. And Paul, take it away.
Okay, Cliff, one of the things we're promoting, we do different conservative events. I just mentioned that your good friend Trevor Loudon is coming into the Canton, Ohio area, Uniontown, May 5th, to promote his new book that I know you've been promoting too, White House Reds. One of the main things I'd like to do, Cliff, and feel free first, though, to introduce yourself, who you are, how long you've been working in the D.C. area. And basically, you're on the show tonight to talk about your past three or four articles you've posted on your website. I encourage people to go right now to usasurvival.org. That's usasurvival.org. Dozens and dozens of great articles from Cliff. He's a great writer. His newest article posted yesterday is titled, Trump Has Been Sabotaged by the Medical Deep State. We want you to talk about, at least for the first 10, 15 minutes, Cliff, what you know about where this virus, the coronavirus, originated, all about China's dirty dealings. And you've got some frightening news, information about China most people aren't talking about. First, go ahead, tell people who you are.
Paul, I actually graduated not too far from you over there at the University of Toledo, Ohio. Way back when I came to Washington, I've been here for almost 40 years. I graduated with a degree in communications and journalism after first trying to become an expert in philosophy. But then I was told that in order to get a job in philosophy, I'd have to get a PhD and then probably end up not teaching but driving a taxi. So I switched majors, became a journalist, have been a journalist and media analyst and critic here in the D.C. area for the last 40 years. I've got a lot of experience in analyzing government and the media. And so I've been trying to get to the bottom of this coronavirus, not in terms of how we should all take precautions and be careful. We all know we have to do that, but where this thing came from. And the fact that it originated, admittedly, in China's Wuhan city area, which just happens to be the same location for one of their top secret laboratories. Now, whenever anybody in the media raises any questions about this being a bioweapon, they are immediately censored. All of the major social media companies, Twitter, Facebook, Google, Pinterest, they are all censoring any kind of content by journalists such as myself who want to get to the bottom of where this thing came from. And whether it's just a common, ordinary virus or whether it's been engineered to be much more lethal. What I've been trying to do is piece together from various sources I have and others who are pursuing where this virus came from to pinpoint, and in my opinion, this is really an act of war by the communist Chinese. Whether it did it leak out of this laboratory or whether they deliberately let it out, I don't know. But we all know it came out of China. It appears, based on some analyses, to have elements of HIV in it. This, of course, is an incurable, deadly disease. I guess what I'm saying is, we need more people in the media and in the conservative movement, by the way, and the conservative media to take a hard look at this thing and not just go along with the flow and say, well, it's just another common cold, a flu-like illness, and we'll get past it in 2 or 3 or 4 months. Because what I've come to learn is that this thing could be engineered. It could be a bioweapon. It could be China's way of getting back at President Trump over his trade war on China. And as we can all see in the rapidly spreading nature of the disease, the increasing number of cases, and what it's doing to the stock market and the economy, that it could indeed be Communist China's revenge on Trump. So that's the backdrop, the background
good,
for my investigations.
Good summary. Good summary.
I would just add this, that President Trump, for obvious reasons, does not want to talk about this. I mean, that would only panic a lot of people. I understand why he's trying to downplay certain aspects to this crisis. But think about it this way, gentlemen. You know, back during the so-called Russiagate scandal, we were constantly told by the people in the media, the conservative media, that we couldn't trust these professionals in the intelligence community because they were the ones who set up President Trump. They were the ones who concocted this theory that he was a Russian agent. But now all of a sudden, we're supposed to trust and believe in the so-called public health professionals who were trying to get a hold of this thing. And I'm saying, wait a minute, we should still be skeptical.
Before you go any further, Cliff, you've written about, a couple other people have, your good friend Jeff Nyquist had an article posted recently. You've referred to something very important that I know hardly anybody knows about, but about 20 years ago, there is a General Chi that gave a major speech. At the time, it was a high-level Communist Party speech nearly two decades ago, where Chinese Defense Minister General Chi Huixian explained a long-range plan for ensuring a Chinese national renaissance, and they talked about implementing biological warfare against the United States as opposed to nuclear war. They knew they could not win a nuclear war. Tell us a little bit about that secret speech, that parts of it have been revealed lately, and do you think this is what this is, hearkening back to this Chinese general speech about using bioweapons against the United States?
Actually, there was an actual book written by a couple of generals, officers in the Communist People's Liberation Army, about using biological weapons as part of the assault on the West, and it was titled, it's been translated, it's been obtained, published, I think, back in 1999, called Unrestricted Warfare. Remember, we've got, I know you started out by talking about Trevor's new book, White House Reds, and it's a heck of a book. I strongly recommend it. But we're dealing with Reds here, the Communist Chinese Reds, who have always wanted to destroy us. And they had an added incentive to do that after Trump waged his successful trade war with them. They wanted revenge on the United States. And I submit it's a plausible hypothesis that this virus, they call it now COVID-19, could be a bioweapon that was either unleashed on purpose or that it escaped from that lab. It's called the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Same area where these, quote, food markets were.
Right.
And I just we still don't know at this late date who first got it, who the so-called patient zero is, where it actually originated, although the Chinese propagandists are saying, oh, don't blame us, you know, even though it came out of China, they're saying anti-China forces are trying to say this is a weapon of war. No, that's just propaganda. Well, look, we've got a right to know. And again, President Trump, for obvious reasons, doesn't want to bring this up publicly, but I submit that if we had a decent intelligence agency And we've got 17 of them that spend $65 billion a year. They would have to consider the theory that this was unleashed as a bioweapon. And I hope President Trump is telling his new people in the White House to pursue this and to gather the evidence so at a later date he can forcibly confront China over this and come clean to the American people.
Somebody that takes the same position you do, somebody with a lot of respect, is U.S. Senator Tom Cotton. He's been speaking out about this, and basically he believes that the coronavirus was released on purpose from their super laboratory, the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Tell us a little bit about what you believe Senator Cotton knows and if he's been in communication with the White House about this.
It's hard to know what he knows, what he got from the intelligence community. There are a lot of rumors. There's a lot of speculation.
Mm-hmm.
But again, President Trump is probably keeping this close to his vest. He doesn't want to alert and panic the American people even more than they are. And I understand that. But we as journalists on a show like this have the obligation to bring forward these theories because, after all, I repeat, Paul, these communists in China who run that regime are communists. And people will come back at me and say, well, why would they do this? Why would they unleash a virus like this that would kill so many of their own people? Remember, this is a communist regime. They really don't care about sacrificing thousands.
Millions, even.
Millions of their own people.
Look at Chairman Mao.
Chairman Mao was once listed in the Guinness Book of World Records as the greatest mass murderer of all time. So, you know, they don't care about that. But as long as they can try to bring America to our knees, they will succeed. And mm-hmm. I noticed just tonight President Trump is going to announce some new economic measures to try to prop up the economy. This is a very serious matter. It could cause a recession here and abroad, and it could sink Trump's reelection campaign.
Hey, Cliff, this is Steve Krause. What do you think about the market drop today and how the most of the talking heads or the fake media blame the virus for this when and I listened to some of the other radio hosts talked about it today and saying how really this is a war about the oil price between OPEC, Saudi Arabia, and Russia in particular.
Well, it could be both factors. I mean, I think it's the coronavirus and also Russia's war economically through oil production on Saudi Arabia and on the United States. As you know, we've become energy independent under President Trump. What's happening can hurt the United States economically and our own oil industry business. So both of these are factors, and when you analyze it, and the bottom line is you got communist China going after us with the virus. You've got Russia going after us with its own oil production. They see a moment to strike. And they're going to try to do maximum damage to the United States at this time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, again, for those of you who just tuned in, this is Cliff Kincaid. He is a 40-year Washington, D.C. journalist, D.C. critic, talking about the coronavirus. And we're going to take a soft break here. And you're going to stay with us, Cliff, and we'll bring you back in about 5 minutes. How's that?
All right.
Thank you. This is Monday Night Roundtable with Steve Krause, Dakota Sawyer, and special in-house host Paul Schiffer of The Schiffer Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Swamp, fake news, racist hats. Are you afraid to believe anymore? Well, let me tell you of one brave soul who, like David, slew Goliath. The true story of one man's fight against greed, corruption, and insatiable ambition in small-town Ohio, Checkmate reveals why passion and integrity are rare in the corridors of swing state politics. If you want to hear the truth, how the swamp operates in Ohio with all the political corruption in real time, get Steve Krause's tell-all, true life story, Checkmate, One Man's Fight Against Political Corruption, available on Amazon. As a newly elected state representative, Steve takes you behind the scenes, behind the closed doors, and rips back the curtain to expose all the lies, the deceit, and power-hungry gamesmanship. Checkmate reads like a TV drama, but it's not.
Once you start it, you won't be able to put it down.
Checkmate, One Man's Fight Against Political Corruption by Steve Krause, available on Amazon today.
Ever hear the of a leaky faucet? Or wake up to the unwelcome flooding of your basement? Well, I have, and I have good news. The Northwest's number one plumbing service is Firelands Plumbing. Our good friend Brian Hockenberry, owner of Firelands Plumbing, has a simple motto and promise. If we can't fix it, you don't pay. So call Firelands Plumbing today at 419-734-6666. There's no job too big or too small. They do it all. So if you're tired of that leaky basement or backed up toilet, don't delay. Call Firelands Plumbing at 419-734-6666. That's Firelands Plumbing at 419-734-6666. Firelands Plumbing, for all of your plumbing needs.
Be afraid. Be very afraid. There are those in Washington who want the IRS to take more of your hard-earned money. Are you tired of being the perpetual cash cow for every scheme, unreasonable program, and for all the fraud, waste, and abuse in our system? Well, good news. I can help. George Sitari has almost 40 years of experience helping people like you keep more of what you make. It makes no sense that the more you make, the more they take. Let George help you keep your money away from the government bureaucratic waste and in your pocket. Call 216-651-1120 right now and schedule your free consultation today. Instead of a victim, you'll be the victor. With many success stories, George helps with tax planning, estate planning, financial and business analysis, and more. The new tax law has many ways to save money with retirement planning, accelerated depreciation, up to 20% exception of net earnings, and so much more. Call 216-651-1120. That's 216-651-1120. You earn it. We'll help you keep it. That's George Sitari, CPA, 216-651-1120. Call now to reserve your seat at the round table. Locally, dial 216-901-0933 or toll free at 888-677-9673.
And we're back. Monday Night Roundtable. George Sitari is out of town, so Steve is in the big Attila the Hun seat. We have Dakota Sawyer with the live stream working, and we have special in-house guest Paul Schiffer of the Schiffer Report. And we have been interviewing Cliff Kincaid, who, Cliff, you know, I got some questions for you about the presidential race. The whole Democrat Party landscape kind of, it went from about a six-horse race to a two-horse race in just this last week. And we've got the avowed or out-of-the-closet communist Bernie Sanders running against what I believe is the gaffe master and in-closet communist Joe Biden. And did you hear the Biden gaffe that he said over the weekend concerning the endorsement of President Trump?
I did. He has made a number of gaffes. I think he's even some of the progressive or liberal critics are saying that Joe Biden has a form of dementia. I don't say that to be cruel.
Yeah.
My own father had it. It's a terrible disease.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like, as President Trump says, not everything is there for Joe Biden. And Bernie Sanders may be a communist, but let me tell you, the last Quinnipiac Sanders, in the last Quinnipiac University national poll, February 10th, Sanders was defeating Trump 51-43%. And as Sanders himself says, and he said this in the debates, 47 of the last 50 national polls had him, Sanders, beating Trump. The Republicans out there have got to realize that Trump has barely, I think maybe in one or two polls, gotten 50% or more in approval. His disapproval usually hovers around 53-54%. He's in terrible shape for re-election, and that was before coronavirus. So, you know, you can harp on Biden's gaffes and the fact that Bernie's a communist, and that still doesn't mean they won't win. I think, especially after the coronavirus effect, and the terrible drubbing our economy's taken, you'd have to say at this point, the Democrats are favored. Not only are they favored to win the White House, but they're favored to take back the Senate.
I don't see that way. I mean, I appreciate all that you say about the China threat and the communist threat, and you're the expert of expert on Russia and China. But I tend to agree more with Limbaugh that these polls are rigged. You can't believe the polls. And the fact that he's still getting thousands upon thousands of people at his rallies, and it's unprecedented, hundreds and hundreds every there's Democrats attending these rallies. And I think he's doing a lot better than people are saying. I just don't follow the polls at all. I think they're all lie. Like, you know the media's fake. We know the media's fake here. I believe the polls are fake, too. I think he's doing far better than they're saying. Now, I do agree with you that the coronavirus has a potential, unfortunately, but only because of the media hype. They're using this. They've weaponized the coronavirus, hyping it up to destroy Trump politically. And I think it's going to backfire, just like Russia, collusion, Ukraine, the impeachment farce. I just see things in a little different way, even though I see the communist in the same light you do, that we're not paying much attention to what the Chinese are doing. And basically, I personally think we need to cut off all trade with the Red Chinese. They're brutal, satanic barbarians, and I don't have anything good to say about the Chinese government. But at any rate, let's.
Yeah. You got a point, Paul. I mean, the polls may be wrong; they may not be.
You can't trust them. That's what I'm saying.
Trump is a polarizing figure.
Yeah,
he does have a base of support, but I listen to Limbaugh occasionally, but what you have to do.
Yeah.
And I've learned this after 40 years in Washington.
Yeah.
Be sure to consult a lot of different sources of information. Compare and contrast. I mean,
correct.
I read a lot of communist sources every day. I'm familiar, as you are, with, and Trevor has written about this extensively, the communist strategy domestically of the Rainbow Coalition. It was started by Jesse Jackson. And they're doing it again. Of course, if Biden gets the nomination, they'll pick a woman of color to complement the ticket. They think they have a new American majority of 53% that's going to win at the polls, win the White House back, and win back the Senate for the Democrats. So we'll have to see where that whole thing goes. But
no,
different sources, because you know what Limbaugh said last week, and I'm sure you heard it. He was referring to the coronavirus as the common cold.
Yeah.
And it's not. You know, he is sometimes he goes along with this idea of playing down the threat, because, of course, that's what President Trump is trying to do, trying to play down the threat. But this is a deadly virus. We don't know exactly the nature of the virus. There are some conflicting reports about how deadly it is, who it's going to affect. But we do know this. that in 1 week alone last week, the fears over this virus erased $6 trillion. $6 trillion from the global economy.
That's what frightens me, not the fact of the virus, because let me put it in this perspective. There's something out there that's, I think, far worse, and it's killed far more people this winter. 20,000 people or more have died from influenza B. I had it really bad. I was bedridden for 2 weeks. I just recuperated from it 2 weeks ago, and I've read and seen on YouTube interviews with people who survived coronavirus, who have said that they had what I had this winter, the influenza B, and they said it wasn't nearly as bad as influenza B or pneumonia. So I don't know. But the real threat, as you point out in your writings on your website, by the way, we're interviewing Cliff Kincaid right now. He used to work with top guy at Accuracy in Media. He now has a group called USASurvival.org. Go to his site. It's one of my favorite sites out there. What scares me is how the media is overhyping this and trying to use it to bring down Trump and the economy. That's the real threat. And I do agree with your assessment that your article from last week is the coronavirus China's revenge on Trump, because he's dealing with them very tough on trade. Let's go to your newest article, Cliff. It is very insightful. Spend a little bit of time on this. You just posted this last night on your website, usasurvival.org, the title of it being Trump Has Been Sabotaged by the Medical Deep State. Very interesting perspective there. Tell us what the medical deep state is, and why do you believe he's being undermined by them?
Paul, as I indicated earlier, we are all, if we know anything about the deep state, all skeptical of the so-called professionals in the CIA and the NSA and the FBI.
Absolutely.
We know there was a plot to take down Trump. Here's the problem that I think Trump faced when he found out this virus had been unleashed on America and the world. He had to turn to the so-called professionals in the public health establishment. Now, these are people, these are the bureaucrats, these are the State Department people, the people from Centers for Disease Control, many of them good people, but they're people who have been there for a long time. They have a certain way of doing things, and we have to be honest, even Trump supporters have to be honest, that at the beginning of this crisis, these institutions, the CDC, the National Institutes of Health, the FDA, they were very slow in approving the rollout of a coronavirus test kit. They were very slow. It took them too long. And anybody who looks at the history of the CDC, for example, knows that they waste a lot of money. They're full of bureaucrats. They're top heavy. I mean, they spent over 30 years tens of billions of dollars on an HIV AIDS vaccine, and nothing's worked out. It's money down the drain. Senator Tom Coburn, who was a medical doctor, Republican from Oklahoma years ago, released a report. I've got a reference to it in my latest column about how the CDC has basically failed in its job of controlling or preventing disease. So these are the, quote, professionals that President Trump has relied on, and really he had no other choice at this point. He had to rely on those people in place, and I think they failed him. Now they're getting their act together, but the cases are rapidly spreading. You saw tonight President Trump is going to announce a lot of economic proposals to try to prop up the economy and help American workers and businesses.
It was just announced here in Cuyahoga County. This station is located in Independence, Ohio, near Cleveland, and it was big news this afternoon that three cases were found here in Cuyahoga County.
And Governor DeWine's declared an emergency.
But
Well, the fact is that I understand your point about, Paul, the ordinary flu being
a killer.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
But see, the difference here is that this is called the novel coronavirus. It's a new strain, and that's where it gets dangerous because they're not exactly sure how long this is going to last, whether it's going to come back, how deadly it may be. This is what makes this unique and different than the ordinary flu.
Well, I agree with your assessment. It is biological warfare. That's what it is.
Yeah. Hey, Cliff, I'm going to interrupt because I got something that I'd like to ask you that just happened. You know how the fighting's going on for the toilet paper and stuff now in the stores and stuff, and there was some videos online, social media, that people are fighting for it and because they're buying these products and you can't get hand sanitizer. Well, last week on Wednesday, March 4th, I got two pictures sent to me from a trusted friend from the Sam's Club here locally in Erie County, Sandusky, Ohio, and it showed that they were completely sold out of toilet paper and sanitary products. Now, this was the Sam's Club. So I told my friend that she wanted to go out and get some because Walmart might be, you know, Sam's Club and Walmart. Well, the Walmart shelves were full.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't public panic that sold out Sam's. Who bought all the products last Wednesday? I mean, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a conspiracy realist. But there was people who knew the market was going to fall a lot this morning, 2,000 points this morning, and they were ready for it. They had a heads up over the weekend. And as early as last Wednesday, somebody was already buying all the toilet paper products out of the Sam's Club. So what's really going on here? Is this a forced panic? Is this somebody behind the scenes trying to create panic and hysteria?
Well, we know that hedge funds exist to short sell the market. You know what short selling is.
Absolutely.
These are people who are betting on a decline.
Like Soros.
Like Soros when the stocks go down. So those people are out there. They're active. They're going to take advantage. Some of it's just ordinary people getting scared and running off to a Walmart.
Yeah, but the Sam's Club didn't get bought out by the average people. I could see somebody like Soros going in there and saying, just go into all the Sam's Clubs and buy all the paper products. So when we get it to a point of the little people running to the store, there's actually a shortage.
Well, you know, you don't have to be a big buyer to go into a Sam's Club. I've got a membership there. I think it cost me $50. You know, you can be a little guy and go into a Sam's Club. But here's the thing. If you want to try to contemplate where it's all heading, go to my website, usasurvival.org, and you will see some photos of what's happening in South Korea. Now, they're at over 7,000 cases there. I've got a source there who sent me some photos of these trucks going through the neighborhoods spraying out these disinfectant gases. It has really taken off. Now, here's where I think we may be in better shape, because Trump did take decisive action in the beginning of cutting off travel with China.
Yeah.
And I think that gave us a couple weeks. Again, he was let down by these so-called professionals who didn't develop a test quickly enough, but he bought us some time with the travel ban to China. They didn't do that in South Korea. The left-wing government there was very slow in cutting off trade or cutting off travel from China, and they're really almost next door to China. And consequently, the Chinese were coming into the country. They were all over Europe. I was in Italy in February, and the Chinese were all over Italy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my gosh, you know. So they've got a very serious situation in Italy. They got a very serious situation in South Korea, Iran too. But look at the trucks spraying the disinfectant gases. I have those pictures up.
So back up. You just said something very significant. So people have been asking me, Cliff, and other people out there are asking the question, why is Italy so badly impacted by coronavirus? You just said something nobody knows, that all the Chinese that were over there.
Oh, yeah. We were over there in February on about a week-long fact-finding tour.
Hmm.
I've got some pictures of some of the famous
sites
in Italy up on my website. And at that time, the coronavirus was just sort of simmering off the front pages. It was starting to gather steam. But
right.
I noticed at the time in Italy that there were many Chinese and Asians all over Italy. And I think that helps explain their situation
today. Yeah, that does. I'm glad you brought that up. One other thing pertaining to your new, if you just tuned in, you're listening to Monday Night Roundtable. George Sitari isn't with us today. Filling in for him is Steve Krause. Dakota's here as usual. And myself, Paul Schiffer of the Schiffer Report. Our special guest presently is a tremendous reporter, a writer. He's been in D.C. for over 40 years, writing about everything, political races. He is an expert of experts on the communist threat on Red China, as you can tell by the interview today. His name is Cliff Kincaid. I encourage you to visit his website, usasurvival.org. That's usasurvival.org. And he's good friends with Trevor Loudon, another communist anti-communist expert who I'm bringing into Canton, Ohio, the Canton, Ohio area, Tuesday, May 5th, that's Tuesday, May 5th, at the Raintree Golf Club, Country Club there in Uniontown, Ohio. For more information about Trevor Loudon, his new book is called White House Reds. Give me a call anytime at 216-276-8257. Cliff, interesting, impactful part of your newest article, Trump has been sabotaged by the medical deep state. You write here about... You learned that the world's first experimental coronavirus or COVID-19 vaccine was administrated on March 3rd to some of the People's Liberation Army general and six other Communist Party members getting the vaccine. How could they have the vaccine here when Trump's top medical advisor said it's going to be at least a year before we have one?
That's the question I asked, Paul. I mean, it's just amazing that all of a sudden, and I found this post on the Twitter feed of a Council on Foreign Relations so-called expert who has assumed governance chairmanship of the CFR's Global Healthcare Task Force. He had posted this of this top Chinese general who's now taken over this bio lab getting the vaccine for coronavirus.
Mm.
And I thought, my gosh, how quickly did that happen? I mean, it almost implies, now they say it's experimental, but it implies that they've been working on this vaccine for at least a year.
Yeah. That answers a lot of questions or throws out a lot.
I mean, if that's the case, then I mean, I know they'll call me a conspiracy theorist, but it's a natural question to ask. How could they develop a vaccine so quickly if they weren't working on a year ago and had all of this planned in advance?
We're going to have to go into a commercial break. Go ahead and wrap things up. Give the summary you'd like to tell the people here in Northern Ohio, Cliff, and thanks for taking the time to join us here on Monday Night Roundtable. Go ahead, Cliff.
Well, Paul, I encourage people to go hear Trevor Loudon. He's been one of my best friends for many, many years. Buy his book. It's a tremendous book. He's a great researcher. They've actually posted at trevorloudon.com my latest column that we've been talking about. Go to usasurvival.org, and not only to look at the pieces, but go inside, sign up for our free newsletter. All I'm trying to do is get out the information. We're commercial-free, no ads. I don't charge for anything. I'm just trying to get it out because I think you have the right to know.
And you've written quite a few books. You've written and co-written at least 15 books or more. Tell people some of the books that stand out in your mind that you'd like to have people check out.
Most of these are available at Amazon.com. We did three on Comrade Obama. And then I did one on the Chinese communists themselves called The Sword of Revolution. That's available too. It discusses how the Chinese think, how they use what's called Marxist dialectics to confuse and mislead us. And that's why it's so important to search through what's being censored and find some independent sources of information. And I'm happy to say I think our site, usasurvival.org, as long as we remain free and independent and beyond the censors, we'll continue to bring you this hard-hitting alternative news and information.
Hey, Cliff, real quick, I got a text from a listener, avid listener. He says something very interesting. I'd like your comment on this. I think Joe and Hunter, obviously the Bidens, had the Chinese do this to help defeat Trump.
I don't think Joe and Hunter were behind this. I think the Chinese are behind this. We talked about their book, Unrestricted Warfare. The Trump administration itself last year issued a national biodefense strategy. They saw this coming. Now it's come, and of course President Trump is reluctant to talk about this publicly.
Yeah.
But I think at some point they're going to have to be honest with the American people and say this was an act of war, and we're just going to have to get on a war footing to deal with China in the future.
Well, keep us aggressively putting out the word, Cliff. You're doing a great job. I'm going to keep spreading information about your website and what you do, especially at the Trevor Loudon event. In fact, you know, you could call me sometime later. I'll call you in a week or so. You know, if you want to mail me some of your materials, we'll make sure we have a table set up on your behalf for you at my Trevor Loudon event, Tuesday, May 5th in Uniontown, Ohio at the Raintree. Okay?
So, Cliff,
thank you very much. Good luck.
If this was a act of war by China, and we've only got a minute left, and they actually released this to do damage to the United States, how do you think the Trump administration will actually respond?
That's a good question. This is all happening in an election year. We're dealing with the lives of many hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually the Trump administration, I believe, is going to have to face up to the facts, tell the American people, be straight with us about what's been happening, and take countermeasures. I hope we don't have to go to war. I'm not advocating war with China, but we have to be prepared.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Cliff. Cliff Kincaid.
Thank you.
Go to
God
his website, usasurvival.org. We'll be right back after this commercial break. We'll be right back.